We'd be on the phone with the damn line.
Confidence, heart, and desire are all attributes athletes need to reach their potential. And at Draco Impact Sports, we want to help you achieve that potential. Draco offers you the highest quality training and protective gear suited for all level of athletes. We pride ourselves on the durability and comfort of our products, and once you try them on, you'll know exactly what everybody's talking about. When it matters the most, both in and out of the ring, you can always count on Draco. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Draco Sports for product information and contest giveaways. Or visit us online at www.dracosports.com. Draco Impact Sports. Dominate your world.
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability. With over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
Welcome, everybody. It is Madhouse Live Wednesday night. Tonight we're throwing down number 207. We're going to be talking arena combat all night long. But let's get my partner in crime in here real quick.
Selection. Check out this selection right here.
Where you from?
Critically acclaimed, lyrically acclaimed, self-proclaimed. Nobody calls me nothing except for your mama, and she's first your monkey ass.
What's up, Mr. Lapaki? How are you tonight, sir?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on?
Just enjoying the nice little storm that kicked through here a little bit ago. You know, nice little 200 lightning strikes in like an hour. It was pretty cool across the high desert. Other than that, man, I'm about ready to talk a little arena combat with our boys, Casey and Cyrus. For folks out there, this is going to be the first show, their inaugural event at the Bearcat Den Arena in Bristol, Virginia, Saturday, August 9th. And later on in the show, we'll be joined by the two of the four. That's right, I said two of the four main eventers, because there's two guys on the team. And tonight we'll be joined by Eric Anders and Marcel Stamps. Other than that, man, it's been a good day. We're gonna get to talk a little arena combat, something that we've watched for a while. It started out in Russia. It's now in the States. But we'll get to that in a minute. How's your day, brother?
My day is pretty good, man. I'm just sitting here looking at a nice sunshiny day outside the window, about ready to talk to Casey and Cyrus. And then I'm kind of looking forward to talking to the competitors, man.
Well, actually,
I think that, you know, there's a lot of advantages these guys bring from their background that other teams won't have.
Yeah. First of all, they've worked together, and getting prepared for this. I wonder how much the school bond, you know, that they have, you know, plays into them being able to maybe hit it off quicker. You know, I mean, they both were out of Alabama, and I believe they train at two separate gyms. I want to say that Anders trained at Spartan Fitness in Brigham, and I'm going to lie, but I think it's, I don't even remember now. I'm not going to lie. I can't remember the other gym. I should look it up real quick, but let's see. Champions Freestyle MMA is where where Stamps trains out of. So these guys obviously are from the same neck of the woods. I think they would have a lot in common. I think that they should be able to, get on a good bond pretty quick, because this is going to be, you know, you're going to have to know your partner, and you're going to have to trust in your partner.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And folks,
you're going to have trust, and then you're also going to have to know that, you know, he knows what he's doing on his own.
Yeah. You know, this is an interesting thing. We talk about this. Could I trust let's say it's me and you. You know, obviously we have a good friendship and a good bond. I could trust if I had to let you take that extra punch or an extra second or two in a choke that you would suck it up until I got there to help you.
Yes. Yes, I would.
Because I would not want to be running across the three-dimensional combat arena and get halfway there and watch you tap, because then I would punch you. And that's just not probably the spirit of the game. Folks, let's give a quick breakdown. The Hip Show Arena Combat International is a worldwide company based out of Miami, Florida, that introduced a new style of athletic competition in two-on-two fighting in a state-of-the-art arena. Folks, this is not, let me repeat that, this is not MMA. This is arena combat. This is two-on-two fighting. If me and Lepaki walked out of a club in Southside Seattle at 2 o'clock in the morning, and let's say two thugs, we'll say Eddie and Jeff, decided to try to take our wallets, how would it go down? First of all, we put a thumping on them just because that's who we are and we don't take no grief. But you would have obstacles. You would have a car, trash can, walls. You would have all this stuff. You know, could you use it to your advantage?
We'd have to chase them down using.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know they wouldn't be dumb enough to jump us, man. I'd silly smack them. But if we had
just
real
stand there and look at him and shake my head. I'd be like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if we had real tough guys,
really?
You know, that'd be a whole other story. Hey, I think, let's check this out. Hey, who do we got? 210, is this Casey or Cyrus?
No, it's Eric Anders.
Oh, well, hey, well, that's even better. I thought you were calling in later. Welcome to MMA
nice
Madhouse Live.
Yeah, Cyrus told me 9:10. Oh, 9:30. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'll call y'all back.
Hey, you know what? You're more important than them, so you can go ahead and kick it with us.
You sure?
First of all, welcome to the show.
I ain't trying to mess with y'all, too.
Well,
appreciate y'all having me.
Oh, hey, look, this is what it's about, man. It's supporting guys like you. For all the fans out there listening around the world tonight, why don't you tell them who you are, where you train out of, and what your fight record is?
My name is Eric Anders. I'm originally from San Antonio, Texas. I live and fight out of Birmingham, Alabama, with Spartan Fitness, head coach Chris Conley, and my amateur record is 14-3-1.
Now, I tell you what, you've been in a lot of fights as an amateur, a lot of title fights. You're a tough individual. When they came to you about this, what was your first thought?
I thought it looked fun. I thought it was awesome. I was like, man, shoot shit, I'll get out there and go do that. You know, Cyrus sent me a YouTube video of what it looked like and the rules and whatnot, and I said, man, that looks like too much fun. I can't pass this opportunity up.
Well, you're talking to two fans.
Does it seem kind of like it's almost a combination of you're going to get to play football and beat somebody up at the same time?
Man, football is not – there ain't a whole lot of obstacles out there on the field. I think you just go out there and, you know, let my athletic ability show, my toughness show, go out there and, you know, do some damage to somebody, punch somebody, take them down, do whatever I got to do to win. Whatever me and Marcel got to do to win, what we're going to do.
Well, hey, first of all, I want to welcome Casey, one of the CEOs of this company, Hip Show Arena Combat, that's going to be putting this on to the conversation. Old friend, you guys know him. You guys love him. How you doing tonight, brother?
Oh, I'm great. Just staying real busy, man. It's like, it's been morning, noon, and night with this thing, man. We Cyrus and I, we work on it all night long. We get about 3.5 hours of sleep, maybe, and we wake right back up. We hop out of bed and we go right back to work at it again, because it's tell you, man. I promoted about 25 shows at MMA events, and of course, we did MMA Inside the Cage for 4 years, and all that was like so much work and ton of work. But I'm gonna tell you, if we hadn't done all of that stuff and prepared ourselves before, we wouldn't have even began to be able to handle this. It's just so much, you know, it's an event, but then it's something that's totally new. There's commissions that we're involved in, and it's just, but it's spectacular. It's amazing, and I'm so excited to be doing it, you know, and be here.
Well, we're talking with one half of the main event right now, and I just want to jump back to that, and we're going to get back with you, so just hang out with us, buddy. You know how we do it.
Run Eric down, man, because he's making this thing shine, man. I don't think I've even had a chance to talk to him before, man, but I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for doing this and taking Arena Combat to another level.
The pleasure is mine, man. I appreciate y'all, you know, reaching out and, you know, even asking me to do this. You know, it's quite an honor.
Now, Eric, I'm curious, you know, we started talking about this a little bit with Lapaki just now. Obviously you've had a lot of amateur fights. Have you at any time sat around in the gym and said, you know, hey, wouldn't it be cool if two of us could team up and fight two guys? I mean, is that something you've ever even thought about before this?
Yeah, but, you know, you just kind of messing around. Like, you know, I just always thought it would be fun to, like, you know, but I never thought, like, two-on-two was, like, maybe, like, a tag team thing. Like, you know, like, he used to watch, like, WWF and whatnot. That's why whenever I saw this, I was like, man, that looks awesome. And I definitely need to do that. So, you know, as soon as I saw it, there really wasn't no hesitation. It's like, I'm in.
You got teamed up with Marcel. Now, you guys don't train in the same gym, but you guys have a tie through your collegiate history. Did that make the connection a little easier for you two guys to hit it off the bat right away?
Oh, yeah. I've known Marcel since 2005 when I first got to school. You know, he's a year or two older than me, but, you know, we clicked real well when I was in school, and I got into MMA before he did, and, you know, he hit me up and was like, hey, where you train at? What you doing? I want to start training. I want to fight. And I was like, all right, you know. I was at a different gym. The gym he's at now is the gym I originally started with. And, you know, he's made a lot of progress, and, you know, he's quite the force, especially, you know, he's probably in the 98th percentile as far as athletic ability goes. You know, he's super athletic, super strong. You know, he's probably about 210, probably weighs about 210. And when we were in college and he was power cleaning 365, like, it was 135. I remember watching him when I first got there on my visit, and they was in there working out. And I was like, who is this? Because, you know, he's pretty lean, but, you know, he's really ripped up. And I was like, who is this skinny dude lifting all this weight? You know, he squats a house, raises a house, you know. And he can run, jump, you know, he can do everything you ask him to do athletically. So, you know, whenever they told me, want you with Marcel, I was like, I couldn't, you know, ask for a better partner.
That's cool. That's way cool. So he kind of followed your footsteps into the sport, you know. Obviously, you know, you're still an amateur right now. You know, looking at, obviously, the advantages of doing this as well as doing MMA. If you have to choose, I mean, are you going to try to stick with MMA as a permanent career? Are you just doing amateur for fun and things like Arena Combat? Or, you know, what's your long-term goal?
Before Arena Combat, you know, the goal was to get to the UFC and stay there and, you know, have a, you know, pretty good career as a, you know, as a fighter. You know, I've never done this. This is going to be the first time, so this is kind of a trial run. I don't know what to expect. I have no idea who my opponents are. I'm just going to get in there and, you know, make something happen, see what happens, you know. So, you know, I could see myself, you know, at a first glance, you know, doing this and MMA together. But, you know, like I said, I have no expectations for this. I have no idea what's going to happen, what it's going to be like. So, you know, I'd probably be better to answer that question after, you know, August 9th.
Have you found yourself going back and watching old videos of the Hip Show, you know, and everything like that, and so that you'll be ready for Arena Combat?
No, I haven't watched a full match, but I have seen some highlights. Cyrus sent me over some video, and like I said, man, it just seems awesome, man. Just get in there, and, you know, I ain't going to run from nobody or nothing, but, you know, there's just different ways to score points, and, you know, it's not necessarily all about getting in there and fighting and grappling, but there's other ways to score points. So, you know, if you end up getting you know, tuned up pretty good, you know, you still got a shot to win, you know, and that's what I really like about that. Like, it's not over till it's over.
Yeah, man, I think it's a great concept, and I'm so excited that Cyrus and Casey have brought it here to the States and have worked it out to, you know, be able for everybody to be able to enjoy it, because I think it's going to be fun as all get up to watch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now,
you know,
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was going to say, look, as a fan of the show for a long time, Casey and Cyrus in the pocket, we've all caught the reruns on Russian TV 2 at 3 a.m. One of the things I love about that show is a lot of the fighters have these either crazy walkouts or paint their face ups. Are you the kind of guy who likes to sell yourself to the crowd like that?
You know, I wasn't up until this last fight, and I ran into a guy by the name of James Edwards, and he put together a real nice, you know, walkout. It's not music, you know, it's just words that he put together, and I mean, you can get on my Facebook page and watch it, and on my Twitter, my Instagram, whatever, you know, stick with your fancy or whatever, but you know, he really got me amped up for this last fight, so I think I'm going to bring him up there to Virginia with me and, you know, let him do it again.
I like it. Speaking of the event, we have the other half of the killer duo. Cyrus has now joined us as well. Welcome to the show, Cyrus.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight? Talking to my main event yesterday.
Dude, he's selling it. We're excited. I like the fact that... you know, he's got some talent. He's been around. He's been in some deep fights for titles more than four, five, six, seven times, something crazy like that, eight maybe. You know, I'm excited. You guys know we've been fans. We've watched it. It's something we supported when you guys went over to host it and when you guys brought the franchise here and took over. It's something we still support and believe in. Are we going to see the same feel that we see on the Russian version, or will it be tweaked a little bit for American version?
Well, it's going to be a little bit bigger, first and foremost. I mean, you had the club, you had that controlled environment over in Russia. I mean, they literally have, you know, a studio set up, and it's an actual club like you've seen. They kind of got the people in the rafters, that sort of thing. We think by putting it in an arena, you know, and packing, you know, 2,500, 3,000 people in there screaming fans, you know, kind of getting blown away by all the action, I think it's going to make for an even better atmosphere. And, man, I think it's going to be crazy. We have a huge production team coming in. I mean, you know, the same type of production you would see at any other big show, like point blank period, from the lights to the sound to the video screens. I mean, it's going to be an A1A production. We are sparing no expense to make sure that everybody is entertained. And, of course, when this thing transfers over to television, it has to look good. So, you know, we're going full force into it, man. And having Eric on the card was perfect because, you know, I actually ring announced for Eric, I want to say it was about a year and a half ago in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and saw him fight, and he did great for the 3SC show. And then I actually had a chance to meet him over in Alabama at one of the Strikeheart shows that I announced. I want to say that was in Montgomery. And you know, just always a class act, really cool dude. And, I mean, the story is perfect. When I saw the idea that we can match him up with another Alabama football player, another linebacker for that matter, it made perfect sense. You know, I mean, this thing is perfect for our main event of Arena Combat.
Well, I agree. I think having somebody with his name and talent is going to be a good sell. His opponents, I know they haven't been announced, and I don't even know if you can say anything yet. Are the opponents that you're looking at right now, are they veterans of the Arena Combat League over there?
You know, they are getting a chance to do a little bit of training on the obstacles, but they are not veterans of the event. That's one thing about it. I mean, with them being over there in the arena already being built, they are kind of getting a chance to get on the obstacles a little bit, but they are not veterans of the sport. So they're kind of in the same boat, you know, that Eric and Marcel are going to be in. You know, it's learning the sport for the first time, working with a teammate, that sort of thing. So we feel like they're in the same boat, and we're going to have our arena finished in a few weeks. And we're going to have it in Tennessee in the Tri-Cities location, and we're going to open up invitation to all the fighters to come up a few weeks before the event and really get the feel of the arena. We're going to have the arena up and running the night before, actually about a full day before the event, so we can get the fighters in there so they can kind of play around on it and kind of get accustomed to it. So we're going to give them, you know, as much advantages as we can. But that being said, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on these American fighters taking on the Russian counterparts, especially with the tension between the U.S. and Russia right now. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think these guys are going to learn the sport, you know, hands-on.
It's funny because we had four teams. Actually, you know, before we even got Eric and Marcel involved, we had three other teams, and these guys came to us. And they just straight up out of nowhere, you know, we told them, well, we can match you guys with other Americans and, you know, can allow you to get adjusted. And these three teams, they just came to us and said, we want the Russian, just like that. And these are guys that are veteran MMA fighters, and they're regional champions. You know, one of them is one of Ron Daly's teams. It just the way they stepped up. It's another level of stepping up. You know, you have an edge of mystery going on, but yet these guys say, hey, you know what, we want to make history. We want to headline this card. We want to headline the main part of this card, and we want to make history. We want to be the first, because the first makes history. And we were so excited to have particularly those guys, because we didn't have to convince anybody to do anything. They came to us asking for the Russian.
Now, Am I mistaken, and please correct me, but is there a set of brothers or cousins taking on some of your boys?
Well, I can answer. Go ahead, Casey. You go ahead and answer.
No, go ahead.
Tell me. Well, I mean, we have two sets of brothers that are set up, and we're actually looking at a third set right now. But one set of brothers is the Lewis brothers based out of North Georgia that we know real well. One is a regional champion. The other one is a collegiate wrestler. They're getting together to take on a team of the Russians. And then we have another set of brothers from the Tri-Cities area, the O'Sullivan brothers, Garrett and Dylan. Dylan is a very accomplished amateur, very nice career going right now. I believe he's undefeated. And then his brother, Garrett, is also his head trainer and was an accomplished boxer, but had never had any MMA experience. You know, they kind of come from some different disciplines. But those guys are actually taking on one of Casey's fighters, or former fighters, still trained with them, and then another fighter from the area, Steve Thomas and Bill Edwards. So that's going to be fun having the brothers involved. I mean, that's about as cool as you can get to have the brothers, you know, not only having a couple of Alabama linebackers, but now we got some brothers, we got a guy and his trainer and a couple of stuff like that. So there's so many cool ways that we can do this.
Well, since we have Eric on the show and fans listening, sure. Is the platform going to be the same, or will the obstacles be different, moved, new, old?
The obstacles are slightly different. We've adjusted a few things. The bus stop, which was the very high obstacle that, you know, all those highlights you saw guys getting tackled off of and falling like 10 feet, it's not going to be nearly as tall. It's actually adjusted into a different type of obstacle called the ramp. And the ramp is actually going to take you from one side of the arena to the other side of the arena, literally like a ramp. Okay, so it's a little bit different. It is much safer. The design was created to be much safer because, again, there were a lot of obstacles, no pun intended, that were ahead of us with everything moving forward. You know, we just left Alabama, actually, with a commission meeting there. And we just wanted to make sure that everything was done well. You know, the cage has actually been elevated a little bit that way that, you know, if you're up on those obstacles, there's not a risk of maybe falling out, that sort of thing. So the design is the most elite design that has ever been done as far as safety and as far as playability goes, because that ramp is really going to speed up everything. You got the ramp, and then you got the GM hole you can jump through.
Oh, cool. I'm super excited. I'm going to ask a couple more goofy questions that probably I only know, but are we going to look at the same color pattern that they've used, or will you change that up?
What's crazy about it, it's still the same color pattern, but the Bearcat Den, where we're actually holding the event, is all orange. orange. All of the arena, all of the seats is like fluorescent orange, just mm-hmm. like the arena. So when the fans walk in there, it's gonna be arena combat through and through, like it was built for arena combat, and it's a true arena.
Was finding an arena with that color pattern part of the plan?
No.
Absolutely not.
It just works out that way.
Sometimes destiny strikes.
Yeah, exactly. It just kind of worked out that way. But you're right. And I didn't even think about that until Casey just mentioned that. It absolutely is black and orange. So it's going to be a perfect color pattern. So we are going to keep the same one. And we think it really stands out. It pops out. The obstacles look great. I think it's going to be really cool.
Now, will we see, obviously you guys aren't doing MMA inside the cage anymore, but, Eric's doing this whole getting ready. He's going to be there fight week. He's going to get to check. Are we going to see maybe some hype videos, fight week, day of, going out, maybe some quick, Vine videos or something of these guys or interviews?
Absolutely. I mean, that's definitely something that I'm working with the fighters on right now is, of course, getting video of Marcel and Eric working out together, and I know they're getting ready to start doing that now and working on the team, working the chemistry. Casey's actually put together some great drills that he's been working on with his guys that we're going to share with all the fighters. And, yeah, we want to video as much as we can, man. As much as we can put these fighters out there, that's exactly what we want to do because you and I have talked about this, Skippy, a million times, and I've talked about it with Casey and Lopati. The one thing that I don't like about a lot of MMA promotions is they don't build their characters. And that is something that we are very, very crucial about here. We're going to give them, the chance to choose their own jerseys, whatever color they want to use. However, we are going to push that Eric and Marcel stick with the Alabama Crimson. So, sorry, Eric, if you were trying to go with bright green or something, that's not going to work. But
nah, it certainly wasn't going to be orange, I tell you that.
What?
Nice.
Can't do that.
Man, I can't rock that stuff, man.
Oh,
no,
come on. Are you going to tell me if I sent you a brand new Texas Longhorn shirt, you won't wear that?
Oh, hell nah. Of course not.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts.
No, we're going to let all the guys choose their jerseys. We're going to have fun with it. We actually got to get some nicknames together, too, as well for some of these fighters, because that's something that's kind of part of arena combat from the Hip Show era. Is all the fighters do have a nickname. So we got to get a nickname going on, and I got to talk to Eric about that and get that all lined up. But it's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Eric, you don't have a nickname?
Yeah. Back home, they call me E-Money, so that's kind of what I came to the fight game with.
I like it.
So there we go.
I like it.
Problem solved, Casey.
I think Casey and Cyrus, you might look at, after Marcel and Eric win, maybe we should find some Texas Longhorn fighters to face them in the next event.
That's
what everybody said. Everybody around here says we should have UT guys fighting against them. So why didn't we already do that? Like, no, UT guys stepped up, man.
Man, we already did that.
I'd
rather see some Auburn Tigers get beat up by some Crimson Tide guys. That's what I'd rather see.
We got to find them. I don't know. Eric, I don't know if you know. Is there any Auburn Tiger fighters out there?
I do not. I know there's a guy named Orin St. Preux who trains in Knoxville who played at Tennessee who fights in the UFC.
He might be a little hard to pry away.
Oh, yeah, he's not going nowhere. I just, I know there's a guy named Sean Jordan. He fights. He's a UFC fighter at LSU. So, going from football to MMA, it's not really as uncommon as, people think. I think guys that just compete their whole life and then, once it all ends, they're looking for another outlet to compete, and MMA is perfect,
Yeah,
Eric,
and the work ethic translates over so well.
Let's talk about that. Eric, what's the difference?
From the discipline
what's the difference physically from those two-a-days in August to a fight camp? Is it that big of a difference?
Yeah, there's a lot of difference. That sun, let me tell you, man, that sun will do something to you. That will turn you into somebody you're not. You could be the nicest. I've seen the nicest church-going preacher's son just turn it with that. He was, you know, he was possessed. And that son does something to you. So being inside, it, you know, that's a big, you know, a big plus in my opinion. But, it's a little different. You know, in football, you know, if you lose the game, you can, you know, sometimes, you know, the running back fumbled the ball or, you know, so-and-so missed a tackle. In MMA, it's just you and the other guy in there. So if you lose, you know, you can't say, he dropped the ball or he fumbled or he missed a tackle. You know, if you go out there and lose, you know, that's on you. You can't look at nobody to blame anybody out in the mirror.
I don't know if we've asked this question. I know I'm not supposed to ask questions on your radio show, Skippy, but Eric, have you thought about what happens if you get in a 2-on-1 situation? If you're the
man,
lone guy
look,
in the 2-on-1.
Man, they better come with it because that flight or flight response is going to kick in. I really don't have a flight response, so I'm just going to put my head down, fight down on my mouthpiece, and try and get out of that situation.
He's like, I did 2-on-1 for 4 years. What are you talking about? I can do this all day.
That's what I like to hear, Eric. That's good news, man.
Yeah.
I might choose one and rush him or – I don't know what I'm going to fight, you know, how I do it, that's going to be, you know, I don't know yet.
Eric, I first of all, I love your attitude and your mentality about fighting. I'm assuming that this is the same energy you take into an MMA fight. So, you know, is this something, this energy, this excitement, is this something that has always been in you even before football? Or has this come from a passion of one sport and carried to another?
I'm just a competitor. I love to compete. It doesn't matter if we're playing Go Fish or fighting. Like, I want to win. I'm going to win. And, you know, and I'm going to do what I have to do, you know, to, you know, in MMA, you can't win every fight. But, you know, I'm not going to come in ill-prepared. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm not going to, you know, get hit one time and ball up. You know, I'm a fighter, you know. I ain't no sissy, so, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to get punched. I'm going to punch somebody. So, and I've already accepted that, yes, I'm going to get punched in the face. And, you know, it's just part of it, and it is what it is.
Now, Casey or Cyrus, I know today's market, obviously, with somebody like him who's very marketable with, you know, a loyal following from his collegiate career and a loyal following his amateur career. Is this something that we're going to see very dominated with sponsorships on the arena floor?
Well, that's what we're definitely planning on right here. We definitely going to we're going to have it. I mean, you know, I don't know if we'll be NASCAR, but I'll tell you, we have a lot of people that have expressed interest in the more that these press releases have come out. You know, across the nation, we're continuing to get people interested every single day, you know, and we will continue to, like Cyrus said, to create these characters that are going to draw interest. And it's just like with Eric here. Eric has competed, and he's already a champion MMA fighter. He's already done spectacular things in the sport. But when you put together these two athletes, from the same college that are followed on a whole different wavelength. You know, the football fans and the MMA fans cross over a little bit, but it's different, you know. But when you bring that element over to another level, it creates superstardom on a completely different level. That draws the attention of mainstream networks that brought, you know, mainstream sponsors, and that's the kind of stuff we want. Like, we need to epitomize what arena combat's going to be here in America.
I like it. I think it's important. Obviously, you know, we said this at the beginning of the show, this is not MMA, and I think that gives you leeway to do more, because so many people think MMA is supposed to be this way and only this way, and since this is a combat sport separate from that, I think that gives you a great opportunity to do something like build the characters and let fans become, you know, follow somebody like Eric, you know, not only at Arena Combat, but what he ends up doing in his MMA career, too. I think this is
exactly
a great opportunity for you guys to get away with a lot more.
And, you know, we've been involved with so many MMA events all over the world. We've seen the best. But, you know, right now we've talked about it, how saturated the market is with so many different things. And, you know, Cyrus and I had discussed a few years back, should we maybe go into an MMA event, should we do this? But everything that's being done is reinventing the wheel from this part forward. We needed something different, and we wouldn't have even considered it until we saw this, and we were like, you know what, this is a whole, you know, a whole new horizon right here. We're going to see, you know, combat athletes thinking in a whole new way, martial artists evolving. We're going to see so many different things, and it truly was a no-brainer. When we saw it, we were like, man, this is the future.
Yeah, man, it was like when we heard about it, the first thing that I thought is you just kind of start making fantasy matchups. You're like, well, what if we can get him to fight with him, or what about this guy? You know, he knocked him out in their last fight. What if we got them together, or these bitter enemies, or these best friends, or these two guys
that play
the same football team? You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. It's exciting, man. Every time you think about it, every time we presented it to a UFC fighter, their eyes lit up. You know what I mean? And that's all we needed. When we went to the Arnold Classic and we saw Uriah Faber and Chad Mendez light up when they saw it, I mean, that's all we needed to see. We're like, fighters love it. They think it's
you're
cool.
Right. You're right. Was over here. Said, yeah, man. And I would circle around here, and you'd come over here and do this, and they instantly they started creating these strategies and right.
Yeah,
but it's not
they
just
to fight Burrell and Aldo. That like they were ready to sign a deal to fight Burrell and Aldo that day. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how cool it was.
It's funny because it's
so
not Burrell just
and War Machine want to be a team.
Yeah,
I mean, I've read the tweets.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I just talked to Phil Baroni like a week and a half ago, and he brought it up again. He's like, you know, me and War Machine want to do this. Like, dude, first of all, you're in Bellator, so it is going to be hard to get you on there because they got you locked down hard usually in Bellator. But you know, I told him, I said, you know, we're working towards it, and that's really the plan. I mean, you know, initially we wanted to come straight out with pros. But doing this amateur event is really cool. Like, we're really building fighters. You know what I'm saying? Taking guys that are fresh in the MMA game. Some guys are more experienced in the MMA game. Some guys are boxers. Some guys like to do parkour. Like, it's so freaking cool. It's so similar to American Ninja Warrior, but it's more exciting because they're fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really, really cool. And we like to be at the ground level.
It's truly like the all-star team of all the Southeast best amateur MMA fighters. It truly is. Like, you look at one team, it's a champion from this organization, you know, teamed with teamed to fight against a champion from another organization. And it's like these super fine matchups, and we've got a ton of the regional events throughout the Southeast that are very much a part of it. You know,
dude,
so
how many 190 multiple champs could you find? I mean, there's not a lot of Erics in this world.
Well,
no,
I mean,
right.
we had 155. Most of our competitors are 145 to 170. So 145, 155, and 170. Yeah, primarily that's what you have. We have one light heavyweight team, and then, of course, we have Marcel and Eric at 190. But for the most part, most of your arena combat competitors are smaller just simply because they are known to be able to move around the arena, you know, more quickly, more agile, and so that's typically the desired sizes for the fighters.
Well, look, before you know, we get too much farther, I know Eric stopped in. He's been in hanging out with us for a half hour. I want you to hang out as long as you want, but I want you to take this time right now. Anybody you want to thank, any sponsor shout-outs, any gym information, and any social media information you want to get out to the fans, please take your time.
Next Level Fitness, ACT, Advanced Capture Technology, Spartan Fitness, Unbreakable Gear, let's see, Coco's Tees. I got quite a few, man.
That's a good thing, bro. That's a good thing.
One second real quick.
Take a look at one of your shirts, Eric.
Don J. Coffee, Alabama Nation, Full Armor Clothing, BamaCups.com, NextLevelArmFT.com, and Tap Inc. and Coco's Teas. I'm like, oh, those are my sponsors in my gym.
Well, you know, I want to tell you, A, I wish you the best of luck, not only in that, but in MMA, man. It's been real cool you've been able to drop in and kick it with us. Lopaki, go ahead and jump in.
Well, I'm just wondering if him and Marcel have talked about a team name, you know, because that was always a cool thing, too, about the hip show, is that the teams had names. Like, the guys had nicknames, but the teams had names.
Man, you know, that's the first time it was brought to my attention. I'm sure, me and Marcel, we can get together and come up with something. It shouldn't be that difficult.
We'll work out something based around that, that Crimson Tide thing. I'm sure we can get something
Crimson
going.
Crimson Rage, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, we're talking Crimson. Hey, better late than never, your teammate is here. Marcel, welcome to Madhouse.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
Just been kicking back for the last little bit talking about this event. How excited are you for it?
I'm always excited to fight. I guess you can't really put a token on it, so anytime you're to step in that cage is exciting. And then being able to step with a former teammate, so somebody I already know that has my back and had it, you know, 5 years prior to now anyway, so makes it a lot easier.
We talked about that and the trust factor that, you know, Eric can trust you or you could trust Eric to maybe take that extra punch or hold that choke or that heel a little longer till you got there. And so for you during training, knowing that he's your partner, that's taken a little bit of stress off of you. But not being able to work together, has that been frustrating?
I don't think it's not really frustrating, considering he has a little different than football, but I knew him prior to now anyway, so a lot of the things as far as us being able to mesh is one of those things that it's an easy click anyway, so it makes it easier with knowing the person for a while anyway. We've known each other, seven, eight years, so it makes it a lot easier. Already knowing him prior to now, you know, we kind of know what type of, you know, person we are prior to now. You know, we dug into each other and knew what each other possessed before now, so it makes it a lot easier to progress from here.
Knowing that, you know, he's your partner and he got into the game and then you got into the game, do you feel like you guys will be able to train enough in the next few weeks before this August 9th event to really get your flow down?
He's a Nets athlete. I'm a Nets athlete. So, you know, when you put two people like that together, you know, nobody knows what's bound to happen. So he's held his own and I held mine. I know that he trained really hard and I trained really hard. So in the end, when it all boils down, we know we got each other back, and we're not too worried about it.
How much can you squat right now today?
Probably about 600. Yeah, I thought I was
coming out of left field with it, Skippy.
Well, no, you missed it earlier. We were talking about when he had gone to check out the school. So, I was just curious, what's he squatting today? Because he was squatting a house before.
Before now?
Yeah, he probably put the barn on there.
Working on the saving program, you know, that's one of those things. You progress with that pretty fast. I get left behind.
Excuse me, what I got left behind?
Yeah, I'm short and fat and half Jewish and half Mexican, so I'm super lazy. I'm sorry, I am. I am short, fat, and I don't like to run past my fridge.
We have that.
You guys have them on your team? Are they the water boys? Oh, now, you know, did we lose them? Oh, I guess we lost Marcel. Oh, bummer. We lost him. Hopefully he'll call back in because we still got about 10 minutes left to show. You know, Eric, he was talking about, you know, knowing each other's character. You think that will also because you do know his work character, you'd be able to get in there quicker and get on that flow together faster?
Absolutely. I know Marcel's going to show up to fight. I plan on getting some work in with him before the event just because, yeah, we know each other, but, you know, we haven't, you know, we really ain't never trained together or fought together. So, you know, I would like to build a little chemistry and set ourselves up for the best possible situation. Because, you know, but the thing about me, you know, as soon as that, you know, that bell rings or gun goes off, you know, I don't know if they've ever competed in this event, but I fully expect any game plan to go out the window. I really expect
basically. You can go on instinct. That's all right, though. I mean,
yeah,
like,
and you know, that's one of the benefits. That's one of the benefits of being a lifelong athlete. You kind of develop instincts. And like I said, I don't know anything about the guys who are playing, how much experience they got, or if they've ever competed in this sport before. But like I said, I know Marcel's going to show up to fight. I'm going to show up. And I expect them to show up and, you know, give us everything that they got. That's what they
get
from us.
I think one thing that's cool about having, you know, Eric and Marcel is that these guys are straight-up athletes and they are going to be able to utilize the arena. And like Casey was saying, usually the Hitchfield guys are a little bit smaller, but I'm not even worried about these guys jumping up on those obstacles at all. I mean, you're talking about guys that have had that A1, Division I football SEC training. They ain't going to have no problem.
Eric, what was your vertical leap in college?
No, man, vertical leap wasn't ever my strong suit. The highest I ever jumped was like 35
inches. Dude, 35, that's 145-pound fighter's average height. You could jump right over
him. I don't know. I know I can jump on, you know. I know I jumped on top of a 48-inch box before.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll be straight.
Oh, yeah, you'll be
don't
fine.
Don't even worry about it, Eric. You're good.
Right?
That's not really a vert.
Hey, that counts. We'll call it.
I'll take it. I will take it.
Eric, we appreciate you joining. Look, I'd like to, you know, possibly down the road after you do your arena combat, maybe before your next fight or when you decide to go pro, let's get you back on here to talk just straight up MMA and fight through that there.
I'm fighting the very next weekend after this in Florence, Alabama, so there's going to be a quick turnaround for me.
Oh. Well, we'll get back with you and get you back on the show soon, I promise.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you joining us. Guys, you got anything to say before we wrap it up with them?
Nah, just thanks to Eric, man, for coming and being a part. Brother, you're going to make history on August 9th. It's the first ever. All those people in the 90s when that first UFC cage door slammed, the way that everybody looks back and fondness and all that, it's going to be you, my friend. You know what I'm saying? The main event.
I appreciate y'all having me out here, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. It was a pleasure to have you.
And hey, Cyrus, Casey, I mean it, dude. You know, I want to follow this guy, man. I like him. He's got a great attitude, great spirit about him, man. We're going to have this kid back on down the road and talk some more MMA. Now, well, we've got about 10 minutes left. I want to talk to you. You mentioned at the very beginning, commission. How is this working? What kind of commission? Is it ABA? Is it ISKA? Is it a new commission? I mean, what's going on there?
Casey, I'm just so used to you taking over and talking all the time. But we are working with the ISKA very closely. They're going to be involved. They are, we've gone and we have a great relationship with the ISKA and Corey Schaefer and everybody involved. And we instantly went to him when we started going to these commission meetings, et cetera. So, you know, we're working closely with Corey and to have him involved on August 9th. So that's how things are going to go.
Yeah, he's helped us tremendously.
The state of Virginia doesn't actually sanction amateurs, so. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, you know, like with Corey, he's of course he did the World Combat League, and they've done a ton of different types of alternate combat sports over throughout the years, and he was just very, very helpful in, one, helping us to adjust the rules to become more safe, and just helping us along the way. You know what I mean? He never asked anything from us or anything like that. He just heard about it, thought it was the coolest thing in the world. He's when we went down to Alabama to speak with the commission there, he had already spoken favorably about us and about our event, and that, you know, and let him know that we were doing this thing the right way. We weren't some crazy guys that were going to put on a weekend show where a bunch of guys are out there brawling, you know, with no kind of rhyme or reason to it. So, you know, we really greatly appreciate Corey and all of his efforts there, and of course, all of his efforts moving forward to help us with these events.
Hey, I've got some fans coming in for the East Coast. I just want to jump in real quick with Boxy.
Let me ask this question.
Go for it.
I'm going to cover that one right here. I want to. Hey, would you guys ever consider doing a six-man tag?
There have been three-on-three fights before. And I assume you mean three-on-three fights.
I think a good candidate could be the Collard Brothers. The Collard Brothers could be a good candidate.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Well, there we go. There, now we have a reason officially. They've had them before. And there's so many. I mean, when you start going into three on three, you even get even more cool scenarios of getting guys together and stuff. But you know, we really want to just get this thing polished on two. You know what I mean? Like, we want to get this thing down to where people can really follow it. The U.S. audience can. We will be showing some 3-on-3 fights with our Russian product because we still have a whole other season that we're working on right now of the Russian content that's already been shot and filmed. So you're going to see 3-on-3, but in America, it's something that we just want to get it down real good with the 2-on-2, get everybody comfortable with the rules, and then we'll keep making things interesting.
If anyone's ever watched the 3-on-3 stuff that was over in Russia, it's absolute chaos. And it really, like Cyrus said, if you really need to have these competitors understanding the 2-on-2 a whole lot, because once it does turn into the 3-on-3, then it's ballistic, man. So
you know, the 3-on-3 product, the Russian product, has always had a great accessibility to U.S. fans. And I got a buddy on the East Coast, Big E, shouting you out. He's wanting to know, how is this going to work? Because he's able to watch, obviously, the Russian streams through, you know, the Russian Channel 2. So he gets to catch them all like myself. Here in America, how is this going to work for the U.S. products?
Are you talking about as far as how he'll be able to watch the show? I'll tell you this, Skippy, and to Biggie, and thank you for supporting the product. Really appreciate that. We are very, very close to dropping that information right now. We can't. We can't even give you a hint.
Okay.
But just know that it is in the works, and it will be accessible to all of our U.S. viewers, and it's not going to be through internet streams. So, you know, so this is a big deal, and this is our next big press release, and we even have a bigger surprise to go along with it that will probably blow your mind. So, just stick with us, Big E, and stick with us, guys, and we'll give you all that information in the next week or so.
And I'm going to just drop it right now. Hulk Hogan will be the official referee. No, I'm just joking.
It's a done deal. We got the Hulkster on board. We're working on Brutus Beefcake right now. I mean, is where we're at. So,
way cooler. Yeah. Beefcake was way cooler than Hulkster.
Bro, I love Beefcake. That's my guy. I always catch flack from my wrestling friends. When I bring up Beefcake, they're like, you're lame. It's like, dude, I love Beefcake.
Dude, he was the greatest.
I always thought he was cool.
And he had yard shears to cut your hair, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I usually cut up all my jeans and all my pants and, you know, just kind of put holes in them like Beefcake did. You know, it's something that I've been doing for years.
Yeah, he still does that, man. We went out speaking with a few partners and sponsors today, and he had those things on. And we got so much money, they stuck the money right down in the pan for him right there, so it was good.
Hey, let's start with Cyrus. We'll go with you first. Do you want any shout-outs? You want to get anything out? You want the fans to know anything? Any social media? Whatever you'd like, take your time.
God, who do I want to shout out? Man, there's so many good people out there to shout out. I was trying to think of something funny, but I can't right now. My mind's blown from a day of a full arena combat work. Yeah, I mean, you know, check out all of our social media stuff. I mean, it's, you know, at Hip Show World and at Arena Combat TV on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook under Hip Show Worldwide. That's where everything's going through. It's actually starting to pick up, so get over there and like it and check it all out. And you can go to arenacombat.tv for the website. And, yeah, maybe we'll get an Instagram. Maybe we'll get a MySpace. We don't know what's next.
Yeah, and, you know, I wanted to go ahead and shout out to some of our associates over there that are still over in Russia. You know, a lot of those guys are still over there. They help us so much with the video, the old episodes, the Russian content. You know, we're still in operations with a lot of that stuff, and they do such good work. You saw our new Facebook heading. That was one of our graphic design guys over there, and they're just absolutely pinpoint. They're amazing. I appreciate them, you know, so much, and they've done so much to help us.
Yeah, it's been very nice. The transition period, you know, going from buying that product, we have been able to kind of still secure some of those people that have worked on the original product, and like Casey said, they are very, very talented. You guys have watched the show before. The graphics work, the transitions, everything looks really cool. So we're real thankful to have that staff on board.
Yeah.
Well, you guys know we're looking forward to, you know, helping promote and, you know, get some of the information out and talk to some of the fighters and see the growth. You guys know me. I tag you guys all the time at 3 o'clock in the morning. Dude, his show's on Channel 2 in Russia. You know, so... You guys know that I'll continue supporting it, as well as the fans that are listening right now all over the world. I mean, a lot of people are excited. You know, once again, I'm glad to see a new combat sport on the market. I think it's going to be great, man. I want to wish both of you guys the best of luck, and you guys know we'll talk more real soon.
Absolutely. We may have a cool story for you. My wife, you know, she's scheduled to give birth to her first baby there in August, and the way it's shaping up, it might even be the you know, real close to the event. So everybody's joking that the baby's going to come on the night of Arena Combat. And then, so I want to give a shout-out to my little baby, Piercy, that's going to come. And I also want to give a shout-out to Cyrus's little boy. I call him, you know, Baby X, Fees, because they've not figured out a name yet. But he may be coming right – he's going to be following right on up. So along with the birth of Arena Combat, we've got a lot of crazy stuff going on with actual births in addition to our family. So this is if you want to see us really, really freak out that night and get crazy, then buy a ticket and come on out.
Hey, guys, thank you so much, man. And I'm glad you guys were able to get everything tied in. Marcel, we missed having you on tonight. We'll definitely get you on again down the road as well. And, you know, I say thank you, guys. Have a good night.
All right.
You serious?
Thank you
for Did everybody get everything they wanted to say out at once?
I think so.
Well, then, let's send this out the right way.
It was busy time.
Jax Media, Oscar. Helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge. MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors, Draco Impact Armor, Intimidation Clothing, Valley Auto, All Out Fight Shop, Ink Tank Tattoo, Game Changer Clothing, Hyped Fight Store, Bushido.ca, GFL.TV, Rear Naked Smoke, Pro-Am Belts, Vision Smoke Shop, Big T's Nightclub, Clench Custom Mouthguards, Brawl Base, Triumph Fitness, Central Oregon Trike, Crossroader Clothing, and Jax Media.